I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal wherever you get your podcast.
And watch on Bloomberg Originals, Bloomberg Television, or BTV Plus.
Hello, I'm Michael Barr, and this is the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big old money issues in the world of sports.
I'm Scarlett Fu.
I'm Damian Sassauer.
We have to talk about a massive money move in the NFL. And by the way, I know people out there, English majors, I use the word massive because, you know, you talk about mass, but this is just some big doggone money that's moving in the NFL.
No, this is fair. This is massive, right? We're talking about the Washington Commanders. They might finally have found a buyer. Not that there was difficulty in finding one, but a group that's led by Josh Harris, the billionaire, the private equity titan. They're ironing out a deal worth $6 billion to purchase the NFL franchise from Dan Snyder.
Scarlett, this deal will be the largest amount ever paid for a pro sports team in the United States of America.
Ooh, Lordy, let me get my fan here. Here to take us through what we need to know is Bloomberg Wealth Editor Tom Baloney. Tom, I am still trying to understand this. First of all, Tom, thank you for joining us on the Bloomberg Business of Sports. What does all of this mean?
Well, it's look, Harris has been building a sports empire for some time, even while he was at Apollo. So he's a co-founder of Apollo, the private equity giant, but he left there in 2021, as you said, after Mark Rowan was picked to be the CEO, succeeding Leon Black. But Harris had been building a sports empire for over a decade. He bought the Philadelphia 76ers, and then he later bought the New Jersey Devils. So he's got an NBA team, he's got a NHL team, and he looks set to be adding an NFL team now to his portfolio.
So, Tom, help me understand something, because Josh Harris was at Apollo until about 2 years ago, and he has this firm called Harris Blitzer Sports and Entertainment that he runs with another private equity guy, David Blitzer of Blackstone, and they own a lot of the sports teams, but his interest in the Commanders would be from his personal funds. Is that right?
Yeah, so the NFL has pretty strict rules on who can buy an NFL team. It doesn't allow corporations. It doesn't allow private equity. So this isn't going to be a Harris Blitzer purchase. This is something Josh Harris is leading a group. That group includes at least two other individuals. We know about Mitch Rallis, who's a pretty well-known businessman in the Washington, D.C. area. He owns he founded a company along with his brother called Danaher Corporation, which is sort of an industrial conglomerate, and he has a few other businesses as well. The other person who's involved is Magic Johnson, the NBA legend. Mm. There's probably other people who are part of the group as well, but those are the only two others that we know about. So Josh Harris is going to be doing this with his own funds. They can borrow some money. Harris, as the lead owner, has to put down 30% of the equity. So it's a pretty substantial amount when you're talking about a $6 billion deal.
And so if I'm hearing you correctly, Magic Johnson, who I think reports have him as a 4% possible equity owner at a $6 billion valuation. Let me do my math. That's $240 million that Magic has to put up. 1989, Scarlett, Jerry Jones bought 100% of the Dallas Cowboys for just $150 million, just to show you about what's going on here. But you
know, that's a good compare and contrast.
Yeah, Tom, talk to us about some of these competing bids. You know, we've heard whispers about some others that are out there. Steve Apostopoulos from Canada is a real estate tycoon. We even heard Brian Davis, the former Duke Blue Devil guard, making a $7 billion bid, perhaps backed by Middle East money. I wonder if you know anything about that.
I actually have not heard of that one. I mean, the big name that was linked to this for a long time was Jeff Bezos. He would have really overpowered everybody else in terms of financial firepower. He hasn't gone ahead with the deal. There were reports that Snyder wouldn't even entertain a deal from him because he was upset about some of the reporting in the Washington Post about him. And, you know, Bezos owns the Washington Post. This isn't a done deal. We should make that clear. You know, I think there is a kind of a verbally accepted deal, but it hasn't been signed. It's gone through a kind of a first glance approval from the NFL, and there's some reports out today that they didn't raise any issues, but it would still need to get a formal sign-off from, I think it's 24 of the 32 NFL team owners. And I think that the bidding process is still somewhat open. So, you know, there is kind of a deal that's been verbally agreed, but it hasn't been executed yet, and it's still possible that that somebody else comes along and takes it away from Harris. So we'll have to see.
There's hope for Brian Davis yet.
Yes.
The countdown has begun. This May, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum powered by Bloomberg, held in conjunction with our official partners, the Qatar Ministry of Commerce and Industry and Media City Qatar, and premier sponsor QNB. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections and gain unique insights. Learn more at QatarEconomicForum.com.
Well, you know, here's another one you got to think about, right? Ted Leonsis, right, who owns, you know, Monumental Sports and Entertainment. That's the Washington Wizards, the Washington Capitals. And I think he's trying to buy the Washington Nationals. I mean, wouldn't you think he'd want to get involved here? I mean, and you know, I mean, with the Commanders.
Quarter of the sports market in D.C.?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I think that's an interesting one because, you know, he has other investors in Monumental Sports and Entertainment. And I think there might be some issues there with, I just don't know whether he has the funds available to personally bid on the Commanders, right? Because he wouldn't be able to do the bid through Monumental Sports and Entertainment.
Right.
He would have to do it himself. So that might be an issue for him. It's just, he hasn't really been linked to it in a...
These are problems that billionaires have to work out.
I mean, do you think Josh Harris is going to get any blowback from his 76ers fans for buying their rival Washington Commanders?
Well, see, now, and that's what I want to bring that part up. You know, what's the old saying, when do you make money when you buy a sports team? When you sell it. He bought the team, the 76ers, in 2011 for $290 million. That's chump change compared to today. Mm-hmm. Now, spinning the old what-if wheel, in order to make this deal work, would Harris sell the 76ers, because he's going to make a pretty penny if he sells the team, and then puts that money to buying the Commanders. Now, again, this is just, you know, me being the old media, what if, spin the wheel, start a rumor. So I'm asking, would that be a possibility?
I don't think so. I think he's pretty firmly committed to the 76ers. You know, when he's really built that team up from being a pretty underperforming and irrelevant team in the Philadelphia sports market to a pretty, they've been a contender in the playoffs for the last, I think this is the sixth year in the playoffs now, and they're a pretty strong team. I think for him to walk away from it now would be shocking. So I don't really think that's on the cards, but who knows? He does have a small stake in the Pittsburgh Steelers, which if he goes ahead with this deal, he'd have to sell because you can't own stakes in two NFL teams. So, you know, he'd get some cash for that, I suppose.
File that under problems billionaires have to resolve.
So, Tom, what comes next? I mean, the owners' meeting is May 22nd. Could we hear something by then? I mean, I know that after that, you don't hear anything. I don't think they meet again until October. But then again, if you look back to when the Waltons purchased the Broncos, they called a special meeting in August. I'm curious, you know, what's the timeline here?
That's a good question. I'm actually not fully up to speed on that. I would think that they're not going to want to let this drift too long. I mean, look, the other owners are also keen to kind of put the Snyder noise behind them, right? I mean, there's an ongoing investigation into his conduct being done by the NFL. And, you know, I would think there's some pressure to maybe have this settled before that report comes out because the NFL has committed to making that report public, and I think that gets a lot easier if he, at that point, is no longer an owner or is set to no longer be an owner.
Tom, I wonder if you could give us some context for Josh Harris. I know a lot of our audience know about him because of his role at Apollo, his very prominent role at Apollo, but he's stepped back from that, and it just, in reading your story, was Harris Blitzer Sport Entertainment kind of his side gig or just kind of a side investment he had? Or was this always meant to be his new business?
Well, his new business is really 26 North.
Oh, another company.
Which, yeah, exactly. Which I think has more than 10 billion assets under management now. So it's kind of an alternative asset manager that he's founded last year, late last year. So Harris Blitzer is obviously a very substantial business, right? It owns two major sports franchises and it owns some other sort of lesser known teams as well. Mm-hmm. So the New Jersey Devils, the 76ers. So yes, it's kind of has always been something he's been doing on the side, but I think for anybody else, this would be a huge endeavor. So, I mean,
yeah.
It's hard to call it a side gig, right? When it's something that big. But
totally. How involved is he as an owner? Is he helping to call the shots? I mean, did he come up with the idea of trust the process, or is that something that the folks he hired have really originated?
The people I've spoken to have said that he is a real sports fan. He watches the games. He, you know, gets enthused. He goes to the games, but he's also hired really good people. He's made good decisions about the people he's put in place to run these teams. So I don't think he is, you know, he's probably not as involved in the kind of decision making as somebody like, I don't know, there's been a lot of reports
Steve Cohen
in the past year about Todd Bowley. Yeah, or Steve Cohen is another great example, right? Steve Cohen just has the one team, and I think it's something that he really enjoys participating in, and he mm-hmm. likes talking to the players and getting involved sometimes in, you know, even player transactions. And Todd Bowley's been doing the same thing at Chelsea to kind of less good reviews so far. I think Harris is not as involved in the day-to-day as those two owners have been.
Tom, I just have one
more. How could you be with so much going on, right? I mean, I just think there's only 24 hours in a day.
Yeah.
Tom, just a quick question here. So, you know, you mentioned these the multiple ongoing investigations against Dan Snyder. I wonder if, as part of the bid, is it possible that Harris is perhaps offering an indemnification against some of those future lawsuits?
Good question.
Well, and we don't know the answer to that.
Okay, that's not released. Okay, got it.
No, but that's a good question, and I think there's definitely something that Snyder apparently wants, and other team owners have been reluctant to give him. So I think we'll be really interesting to see how that develops.
Tom Maloney, our own Bloomberg, and we're talking about buying the Commanders. We're talking about Josh Harris and possibly putting his toe in there. Tom, thank you so much for joining us here on the Bloomberg Business of Sports. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast, where we explore some of the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr. You can follow me on Twitter at Big Barr Sports.
I'm Scarlett Fu. I'm on Twitter at Scarlett Fu.
And I'm Damian Sassauer. I'm on Twitter at D Sassauer.
Hey, you can catch these podcasts every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and download them wherever you get your podcasts.
The countdown has begun. From May 14th to 16th, 1,000 global leaders will gather in Doha for the Qatar Economic Forum, powered by Bloomberg. Join heads of state, influential ministers, and leading CEOs to make new connections, gain unique insights, and uncover valuable opportunities in one of the world's most rapidly rising regions. Request your invite for this exclusive event at QatarEconomicForum.com.